السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم، كذلك سخرها لكم لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم وبشر المحسنين. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما عمل ابن آدم من عمل يوم النحر أحب إلى الله من إهراق الدم، وإنه ليأتي يوم القيامة بقرونها وأشعارها وأظلافها، وإن الدم ليقع من الله بمكان قبل أن يقع بالأرض، فطيبوا بها نفسا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. الحمد لله. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, we find ourselves on that day which is one of the most beloved days to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will find that naturally the permeating atmosphere amongst the ummah at this time, Alhamdulillah, thumma Alhamdulillah, especially in South Africa, we have that fiza, that environment of the desire to slaughter an animal, sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what is desired of us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the atmosphere that should be taking place. Because of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the desire of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the spirit of Qurbani to become alive in the ummah. For everyone who has the capability, to the extent that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regards that person who has the ability, man wajada sa'atan li ay yudahhiya falam yudahhi, that a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him sufficient wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him the capability of procuring a sacrificial animal. But instead of using that wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he chooses not to do so. So Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that such a person is as if on the day of Eid, he is not counted from amongst the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? فَلَمْ يُضَّحِ فَلَا يَحْضُرْ مُصَلَّانَا. That this Eidgah that is taking place, where the unity of the Muslims is shown, that everyone comes together calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, crying towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that person who had the ability to purchase an animal, but did not do so, he should not be present from amongst the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in various ahadith, reiterates the fact of what is desired from us on this day. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions the hadith, that ma min amalin, ma amil ibn Adam min amalin, يوم النحر أحب إلى الله من إهراق الدم. That on this day of Eid, this day of Qurbani, the most beloved action a person can do to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the most beloved actions in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that a person shed some blood. What blood does he shed? He sheds the blood of an animal which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded him to shed. And what is the reward of this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that فَإِنَّهُ لَيَأْتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِقُرُونِهَا وَأَشْعَارِهَا وَأَضْلَافِهَا. That animal will be presented in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. And how will it be presented? With every aspect of that animal, be it the hair, be it the fur, be it the wool, be it the horns, be it the hooves, everything this animal will be presented and weighed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only is it presented on the day of Qiyamah, but it is so beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that action is so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that before the blood of that animal touches the ground, it is already in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is already held in high esteem in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says with regards to this action, فَطِيبُوا بِهَا nafsa, that you do this action of qurbani with a happy heart, with an open heart. Do it happily for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers, this is what is desired. This is what should be the main action, what our focus should be on this day. But we should not be distracted
from what is the maqsad of qurbani. Yes, to slaughter an animal is what is desired of us on this day. But what is required of us? What is accountable in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In the ayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about qurbani, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? لَيَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَاكِي يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. That in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is not the amount of meat that an animal carried, or it is not the amount of blood that was shed from that animal. It is not whether you bought a 70 kilo kapata or a 90 kilo bully. But no, my dear brothers, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? وَلَاكِي يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. It is that taqwa, that piety, that closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that matters in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is taqwa, my dear brothers? And how does taqwa apply, especially to the matter of qurbani? If you analyze the various ayat of the Quran Kareem, there are various descriptions of those people who have taqwa. But with regards to the aspect of qurbani and the day of qurbani and the day of Eid, there is one ayah which I feel is very befitting to the day of qurbani and the day of Eid, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين. That vie with one another, compete with one another towards a jannah and towards mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and towards such a jannah the distance of which is the size of which is the distance between the heavens and the earth. And who has this been completed for? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It has been prepared for those who have taqwa. And who are those who have taqwa? My dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in this ayah that الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. That these are some qualities, inshallah, that we should try to place some importance on. Not we should try to play importance, but we should be placing some importance on that, on especially on this day of Qurbani, where we will be tested in various ways and in various avenues. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the first aspect with regards to taqwa in this ayat is that a person spends in whatever condition he is, whether he is in the condition of prosperity, whether he is in the condition of adversity, he takes out whatever he can afford for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he spends in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضِ. That those people who swallow the anger, especially on the day of Eid, you'll find that at times a person's right is taken, a person's tempers begin to flare with regards to, because of the physical activity and the nature of moving animals, etc. Some people tend to get caught in the heat of the moment. Then you find that, alhamdulillah, there are those who go out to outlying areas where mass qurbani takes place. There, at times, a person might cut the queue in front of you, a person might be taking long in front of you, or somebody might take the animal which you felt was your right. In that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, remember this ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and remember what is the spirit of qurbani, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضِ, that a person, he swallows his anger. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned the hadith, that أَنَا زَعِيمٌ بِبَيْتٍ فِي رَبَطِ الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْمِرَاءِ وَإِنْ كَانَ مُحِقًّا. That I stand guarantee. I stand guarantee. Never mind that small right of yours was taken today. What does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stand guarantee of for you on the day of Qiyamah? أَنَا زَعِيمٌ بِيَيْتٍ فِي رَبَضِ الْجَنَّةِ. That I am a guarantee, I am a guarantor for a house on the outskirts of Jannah, for that person who leaves out fighting, even though he may be on the right. Why on the outskirts of Jannah? The Muhaddiseen explain that on the outskirts of Jannah, the larger houses are found, the larger castles and fortresses are found, those with the farms, etc., with the larger yards and the larger courtyards. Those are the ones that are found on the outskirts of Jannah. So on account of a person leaving out fighting, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that I will stand guarantee for him for a house in Jannah on the day of Qiyamah. So my dear brothers, this is what we should make an effort on, that we should control our anger. Remember that it is not a strong person is not a person who has the ability to meet out his anger. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَيْسَ الشَّدِيدُ بِسُرْعَةٍ, that the strong person is not a person who is good at wrestling. وَلَكِنْ الشَّدِيدُ إِنَّمَا الشَّدِيدُ الَّذِي يَمْلِكُ نَفْسَهُ عِنْدَ الْغَضَبِ. That the strong person is at the time of anger, he swallows his anger. That is a person who is considered strong in the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. That those people who overlook other people, that not only do they swallow their anger, but they make them maaf. They forgive them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One person who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had described from amongst the people of Jannah, one sahabi, extremely lengthy incident, one sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu wants to goes and spends a few days with him to find out why was he called from amongst the people of Jannah. Then after a few days, he asks this person that, "I have not seen anything out of the ordinary in your life, of because of which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say that you are from the people of Jannah." The sahabi replies that, "I cannot think of anything else but besides the fact that whenever anyone does anything wrong to me, by the time I go to sleep in the evening, I have cleansed my heart of any ill feelings towards anyone." Because of this, because of him not harboring any hatred or animosity or ill feelings towards anyone, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described him to be from amongst the people of Jannah. So inshallah, this is part of the spirit of Qurbani, that we withhold our anger and we forgive one another. And we should understand that Qurbani, the sacrifice, is an ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like we have that ibadat of salah, where we stand in the courtyard of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, going closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have the ibadat of zikr, where we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have the ibadat of fasting. Everything we treat it with every ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we treat it with respect and we keep it to ourselves. Similarly, with regards to the ibadah of sacrifice, of qurbani, this is a means of the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it should be treated as such. And like we would not, we are told, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam require of us not to broadcast our very other ibadat. Even the ibadah of sacrifice of qurbani should be kept within ourselves and should be treated like we treat the other ibadah. That we find today, making reference to what we find, that social media, a person is, every aspect of a person's life is now broadcast on social media. But we should analyze the ayat of the Quran Kareem, that what is the nahusat, what is the negative repercussions of broadcasting every aspect of a person's life. If you analyze the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, when he is given the ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what a great ni'mat, the ni'mat of nubuwat, that he is a nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does his father tell him? La taqsus ru'yaka ala ikhwatika fayakidu laka kayda. That do not speak of this ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because some people would not be very happy with regards to this ni'mat, and they will plot and plan with regards to you to see how this ni'mat can be removed and how you cannot take benefit of this. Even those ni'mat, the ni'mat of beauty, which the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam were granted. With regards to this, when Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam tells his sons that now go and look, go and search for Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. But when you are entering the city, what do you do? لا تدخلوا من باب واحد ودخلوا من أبواب متفرقة. That do not enter from one door, but enter from different doors. Why? So that the nazar, the eye of the people, does not come across a group of beautiful, handsome young men entering at once. So if you are separated, then the nazar or the bad nazri or the evil eye of the people will be lessened to a certain extent. So during this day, inshallah, we will try to lessen our broadcasting and flaunting the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And okay, keep in mind, at the time of qurbani and sacrifice, we should make qurbani of our nafs as well, our carnal desires, that at times there will be intermingling of genders. We should lower our gaze at that time. And keep in mind that we have, that the, what is the spirit of qurbani? We are making qurbani of the animal now. But in future, we have to be making qurbani of our sacrifices for the sake of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or we have to make qurbani and sacrifice of our carnal desires for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the time of Fajr Salah, we have to make qurbani of our nafs and our sleep and come to the masjid. At the time of Zuhr and Asr Salah, we have to make qurbani of those tills that are ringing and come to the masjid for Salah. At the time of Isha, of Maghrib and Isha Salah, that socializing that we involve in, inshallah, we'll make this niyat from today, that with the taqwa that we will try to obtain with our qurbani, we will continue making qurbani of our carnal desires, of our nafs, and for the sake of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq of making amal on this day, as well as with regards to the qurbani itself. All the various sunnats have been mentioned before, but try to keep in mind that we should not, the common mistakes that are made during this day is that animals are slaughtered in front of one another. This should be avoided. Animals are slaughtered in the blood of one another. This should be avoided. Make sure that once everything is prepared for the animal to be slaughtered, then only should we bring the animal to the slaughter area, so that it is not caused any distress, that the knife is sharpened, and that the person who is slaughtering is competent or assisted by a person who is competent. And that we should as far as possible, try to slaughter our own animal. If that is not possible, then at least make contact with the animal before the animal is slaughtered. And for Allah's sake, this is a day of ibadah, of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep in mind the laws of sharia, the laws of parda, the laws of hijab, and the laws of simplicity, and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during this day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and make amal, inshallah. We make ourselves, inshallah, just to keep in mind what is the method of reading the Eid Salah. Is that first the takbir will be made, you will tie your hands and recite the thana. Then takbir will be made again for the second second and third time, and on the fourth time we will tie our hands. Then the salah will continue as normal until the second rakat, wherein after the qirat on the second rakat, takbir will be recited three times, after which you will tie your hands, and on the fourth time you will go into ruku, inshallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اشرح صدورنا للإسلام وحبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك لا إله غيركما اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أعلنا وما أسررنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت اللهم أنت ربنا لا إله إلا أنت خلقتنا ونحن عبيدك ونحن على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعنا نعوذ بك من شر ما صنعنا ونبوء لك بنعمتك علينا ونبوء بذنوبنا فاغفر لنا فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت فاغفر لنا فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت فاغفر لنا فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا غاية رغبتنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا واجعل الجنة هي دارنا وقرارنا اللهم تقبل منا صيامنا وصلاتنا وركوعنا وسجودنا ونسكنا يا رب العالمين اللهم تقبل منا ما كان صالحا وأصلح لنا ما كان فاسدا اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل ونعوذ بك من النار ونعوذ بك من النار ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل Oh my beloved Allah, O the most merciful, O the most gracious, O the most wise Allah, O the one who sees everything, O the one who hears everything, O the one who knows where we stand, O the one who knows what we assumed we saw, O the one who knows what our hearts concealed and our minds concealed, Ya Allah, O the one who has knowledge of the entire universe, Ya Allah, we turn before you on this day of Eid, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, begging of you your forgiveness, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, till today we have not lived our lives as you have required of us, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we have committed sins, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, that which people are aware of, Ya Allah, and that which people are not aware of, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, whatever people are not aware of, Ya Allah, you conceal seals, Ya Allah, and you forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and that which people are aware of, Ya Allah, you make us, you forgive us for it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, these hearts of ours are drenched in sin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you cleanse these hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the ability of living life according to your commandments, Ya Allah, and according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, make the sunnah beloved to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make sunnah beloved to us, Ya Allah. Make Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beloved to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make yourself beloved to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and most importantly, make us your beloved, Ya Allah, and the beloved of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, this day of Qurbani, Ya Allah, give us the ability to act upon it, to carry out the day as according to your commandments, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you save us from haram, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you save us from pride and ostentation and show, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant, make us do those actions which will lead us towards Jannah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us do those actions that will deprive us of Jannah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us of your love, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Jannah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those of our family members, Ya Allah, who that are ill, Ya Allah, you grant them complete shifa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant the Ummat Muhammad, Ya Allah. Unite the Ummat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Ummat is going through difficulty and turmoil and trouble throughout the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, while we are sacrificing animals, Ya Allah, on this day, Ya Allah, those people who could not even perform the Salatul Eid because of bombs falling on them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let alone sacrificing animals, Ya Allah, their lives are being sacrificed for yours. Their very lives are being sacrificed for your deen, Ya Allah. Their children's lives are being sacrificed for the sake of your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you save them from this torment, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you save them, Ya Allah, those oppressors who are oppressing them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we hand them over to you, Ya Allah. You deal with them as they ought to be dealt with, Ya Allah. Our Muslim brothers in Syria, in Palestine, in Afghanistan, those that are going through floods, Ya Allah, in various parts of India. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you help them, Ya Allah. You rush to their assistance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever, if there are many people who have certain desires, Ya Allah, it is not possible to mention everyone's desires, everyone's needs, Ya Allah. But you know what our hearts, you know better than us what we need and what we desire, Ya Allah. Whatever we need, desire, Ya Allah, and whatever we need, Ya Allah, if there is khair in it, Ya Allah, then you give it to us in this world, Ya Allah. And if it's going to be a means of your disobedience and moving away from you, Allah, then Ya Allah, you keep it for us in the hereafter, Ya Allah, and grant it to us in Jannah, Ya Allah. And use our du'as and our ibadat as a means of progressing in the stages of Jannah. And give us the ability to drink from the hands of Huzuri Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the house of Qusar. Mawlaya, salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayri khalqi kulli himin. Abbara, taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna ya mawlana innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Allahumma taqabbal minna ma kana saliha wa aslih lana ma kana fasida. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.